1. The evolutionary nature of religion. The evolution of religion has been traced from early fear and ghosts down through many successive stages of development, including those efforts first to coerce and then to cajole the spirits. Tribal fetishes grew into totems and tribal gods. Magic formulas became modern prayers. Circumcision, at first a sacrifice, became a hygienic procedure. Religion progressed from nature worship up through ghost worship to fetishism throughout the savage childhood of the races. With the dawn of civilization, the human race espoused the more mystic and symbolic beliefs, while now, with approaching maturity, mankind is ripening for the appreciation of real religion, even a beginning of the revelation of truth itself. Religion arises as a biologic reaction of mind to spiritual beliefs and the environment. It is the last thing to perish or change in a race. Religion is society's adjustment in any age to that which is mysterious. As a social institution, it embraces rites, symbols, cults, scriptures, altars, shrines, and temples. Holy water, relics, fetishes, charms, vestments, bells, drums, and priesthoods are common to all religions, and it is impossible entirely to divorce purely evolved religion from either magic or sorcery. Mystery and power have always stimulated religious feelings and fears, while emotion has ever functioned as a powerful conditioning factor in their development. Fear has always been the basic religious stimulus. Fear fashions the gods of evolutionary religion and motivates the religious ritual of the primitive believers. As civilization advances, fear becomes modified by reverence, admiration, respect, and sympathy, and is then further conditioned by remorse and repentance. One Asiatic people taught that God is a great fear. That is the outgrowth of purely evolutionary religion. Jesus, the revelation of the highest type of religious living, proclaimed that God is love.